Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Believe it, I believe. Your mind is gonna get better.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we welcome you, my husband, Pastor Anthony, and I, and the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family, welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministries Corporate Prayer Line. God bless you. Happy New Year. This is the first time that we're speaking to so many of you in this new year, 2014, and we want to say Happy New Year to you all. We believe that the blessings of the Lord are bountiful in your direction this year, that there's going to be a great outpouring of God's magnificent blessings on this year. Prepare yourself to receive the acceleration of the prophetic, as well as a multiplication of the promises of God that have been declared over your life. This is the year of divine blessings. This is the year of divine favor. This is the year of divine manifestation, and this is the year of divine possession. My God, this is the year of Habakkuk 2, where the Bible tells us to write the vision and make it plain. And though it tarry, the Bible says, wait on it, for though it tarry, it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. In other words, God is saying there comes a time when it is your due time, my God. It comes a time when the vision will not tarry, where the promise will not tarry. It comes a time when God is ready to release to you everything that he has promised you. If I were you, I'd be getting ready. Not everybody. This word is not for everybody. Only those who are in position for this next season that God has for your life. You have to be able to hear it. You have to be able to receive it. Though it tarry, wait on it, for it will not tarry. It will surely come to pass. In other words, there will be no hold up. There will be nothing that can hold back what God has for you. There's a war in heaven over your blessings. There's a war over your destiny. There's a war over your future. And God is ready to release, but he wants to make sure that you are ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready, woman of God? Are you ready, my brother? Are you ready, my sister, to receive everything that God has for you? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm ready. Somebody just needs to yell out, I'm ready. I am ready to receive the blessings that the Lord has for me. Amen. We're expecting a phenomenal year. Amen. I hear you, Pastor Anthony. I hear you. Pastor Anthony says he is ready. You got to be ready to receive what God has for you. I want to share a scripture with you on today as we get ready on this day to go before the throne of grace that I shared with the church on Sunday. One of the scriptures that we share, Pastor Anthony and I were blessed to preach together. My God, I love preaching with my husband. Amen. We were able to preach. Actually, we didn't preach together. We both preached. Amen. So it was an honor to preach with him in the pulpit on Sunday. And one of the scriptures that the Lord gave me as I closed out our message, which is, the title was This Is That. One of the scriptures that the Lord gave me is Luke chapter 4. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 4. And I'm going to start reading from verse 14. Luke chapter 4, starting with verse 14. And it reads, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.'" He said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And I get excited, Pastor Anthony, every time I read that scripture. I'm going to continue with it on tomorrow, and as the Lord continues to lead me to continue to expound upon this scripture, I get excited because here Jesus is standing up reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. He didn't have a book with a binding and pages like we do. It was a scroll. And as he was reading from the scroll, he began to read that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because God has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to heal the bruised, my God, to just begin to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. And he knew that he was anointed for this work that God had called him to do. And he stood up and he read that scripture, and then he said to them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And that's what God is saying. And Jesus was saying this for those who can hear, for those who could perceive, for those who could understand, for those who could grasp, for those who could believe, for those who could trust in the word of God, for those who could have faith in the written word, in the prophetic word. Jesus was saying to them, "This day is this word fulfilled in your ears." In other words, today as you hear it is already done. Today is done. Jesus was saying to them, "I have come to fulfill this word. I am the fulfillment of this scripture." See, so many of the prophets prophesied about Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ stepped on the scene, my God, when Jesus Christ stepped on the scene over 2,000 years ago, he fulfilled prophecy. You got to hear God on today. And that's what God is saying on today. As Jesus Christ stepped on the scene in our lives, as we perceive Jesus, as we receive him as Lord and Savior, as we acknowledge him, as we trust in him, as we look unto him, we can know that he is fulfilling prophecy in each and every one of our lives. Jesus is still fulfilling prophecy. He's saying, "Today, this is the day of the Lord's favor. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the due season. Not tomorrow, but today. I'm not waiting on the Lord to release my blessings. I know my blessings have already been released, and I am anticipating the possession of everything that God has declared over my life in the name of Jesus. This is the day. that the Lord has made. And today, as you hear my voice, as you hear me prophetically, as you hear the prophet of God, know that today the word of God that has been spoken over your life has been fulfilled in your ear, in your ears. My God, if you have ears to hear, thank the Most High God. If you have ears to hear, hear today what thus says the Lord. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about what he has said about you. And if you have not possessed what God has for you, I want you to just begin to fast and pray and go into a season of consecration to set your ear gate to hear. You need to hear God speak into your ears, to hear so that it penetrates your heart through the spirit realm so that you believe and trust, have a persistent, have a belief like none other that God has spoken to you and that he shall do what he said he would do and that you will possess the promise. Ha, my God, hallelujah. This day is this scripture, is this prophecy, is this word of God, is this quickening that God has given you in your spirit fulfilled in your ears. My God, I just got to praise God. He's just so worthy. God, you're just so worthy. And I magnify your name because I take that word for myself, God. In the name of Jesus, the delay is over. The wait is over. My God, hallelujah. There's a war over your destiny. There's a war over your destiny. And it starts in your heart. It starts in your ear gates. These people could not receive. Even after Jesus sat down, he's closed the book. My God. He closed the book. It's done. It's a done deal. As he sat down and closed the book and handed it back to the minister, he said, it's done. It's complete. It's fulfilled. Nothing lacking. It's done. And guess what, Pastor Anthony? So many of these people, religious folk, in the synagogue, still couldn't believe Jesus. They looked around at each other, and all they could say to each other, it talks about that in verse 22, and all they bear witness and wondered at his gracious words, which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, is not this Joseph's son? Mm-hmm. They could not get into tap into the supernatural because they were so focused on the natural.
That's like carnal.
On the carnal, which means that your flesh controls you. They were so controlled by their flesh, on the emotions, on the feelings, on the what they could see, taste, the five senses of the flesh, that they could not step into that next realm and begin to perceive the supernatural, that this could really be the season of God's favor, the year of Jubilee, the acceptable year of the Lord, that this was the Son of God, the Messiah, that they have been waiting for, praying for. Sometimes the answer to our prayer could be right there in our faith, and we miss it. My God, we sin against God in unbelief, and we miss what God has for us. Amen. So God wants you to know today, hallelujah, that there is a blessing that has been released, and the preparation on your part is just to get yourself to hear God and to believe, fast, pray, walk in obedience. Disobedience is a hindrance to your receiving all that God has for you. Yes, sin still is a preventative to your receiving the blessings of God. We've said it before, God don't bless no mess. God will, you saved, he'll save you, he'll deliver you, he'll set you free. But if you really want to walk in the fullness of life, you have to walk in obedience to the word of God. Let the Lord order your steps. Allow the Lord to direct your path. Be like David and say, God, recreate in me a pure heart, God, a clean heart, with which to worship you, my God. God, Jesus said those who worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. We can't straddle the fence and still expect to receive everything that God has for us. We got to give God our whole heart. The Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. I love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if you're missing something, even as we go into 2014, as we're seven days in, my God, oh God, oh God, God just spoke a triple blessing, and we see your hand, amen. I see that raised hand out there, amen. We're going to get to you. God just spoke a triple blessing over somebody's life. Seven times two is 14, and we're on the, we got another seven added as we're in the seventh day of 2014. That's 21, seven times three, a triple blessing of completion. In other words, it's a done deal. My God, I know I'm speaking right. I didn't even think about it being a seven, but it's a triple blessing of completion for those of you under the sound of my voice that have the ears to hear what God is saying. It's a triple season of completion for your life. God is going to outdo even himself. My God. So we're going to go before the Lord. I'm going to give the phone over, the mic over to Pastor Anthony as we begin to go before the Lord and take some calls. We will be praying for those who desire prayer on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Pastor. You are so in the spirit. Caller, we do see that hand, but there's an anointing right now on this prayer line. And, Pastor, it's so powerful what you said, because one of our scripture readings during this time of fasting and prayer, 21 days we are fasting and we are praying as a church. We do it at the beginning of every year. If you want to join with us, we are fasting and praying for 21 days. Glory be to God. We are expecting to hear from God. We are expecting God to move in a way like he's never moved before. We are expecting God. Glory be to God to do the new thing that he said through his word. So, Pastor, as you were talking about the doubters and the unbelievers in the days of Jesus, I thought about Mark 9 with the demonic boy had a father, and the father had unbelief. That's what Jesus said to the father, you have unbelief. And he said, help my unbelief. But it's so powerful. The reason we are reading it during our 21 days of fasting, because his disciples asked Jesus, why could we not cast that demon out of the boy? And he said, this kind, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. He said, this kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. By prayer and fasting. Because if prayer was enough, they could have cast it out. But Jesus said, by prayer and fasting. Right. And it is amazing because I have many Bibles, and my New International Version Bible doesn't say fasting. But fasting, there's a supernatural, spiritual power from fasting, from abstaining from foods, from laying down your plate, from moving yourself from the things that you're accustomed to. So if you want to join us on this 21-day fast as we pray tonight, we are believing God that 2014 is going to be the best year of your life.
Yes.
We're believing God that he's going to bless you. He's going to prosper you. He's going to enhance you and increase you and give you abundance this year.
Yes.
So as we pray, we are believing God to do the impossible. Heavenly Father, in your son Jesus' name, we thank you for every listener tonight. Thank you for bringing us from 2013 into 2014 in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. Glory be to God that the prophetic word over every life under the sound of my voice will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. We thank you for manifestation, demonstration of your word being manifested and demonstrated in the life of every person under the sound of my voice. You said to pray without ceasing. So we are starting off this year with fasting and with praying. We are believing you for the impossible. We are believing you for mighty miracles. We are believing you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, to destroy the yokes and the plans of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you that where two or more are gathered, you said you be in their midst. So in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you prepare us and ready us for this year. Glory be to God. We repent at the outset for sins known and unknown in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, forgive us if we have erred. Lord, forgive us if we have fallen. Lord, forgive us if we have missed the mark. In the name, O Shabbat, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for every family. I pray for every marriage. I pray for every person, every believer under the sound of our voice tonight. We pray for New Creation Church that you would do a new work and a new thing in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus, send them from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Bless every member. Bless every family. Bless every tither, every worker, every prayer warrior. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the sick right now.
Oh God.
That every disease, every infirmity, every affliction will be turned right now and destroyed by the power of God. God is power. Power belongs to God.
Yes.
So right now, Lord, we are praying to a God, because you said if we ask, it shall be given to us. If we knock, it shall be opened. If we seek, we shall find. And right now we're asking for every person, Lord, to be blessed and highly favored from above. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that no weapon, no weapon that has been formed against your people will be able to prosper. Lord, give them supernatural strength to stand in the middle of every storm. Give them supernatural strength to get through every test and trial. Give them supernatural strength in these perilous and evil days in which we are living. In the name of Jesus, to cover every parent. Cover every grandparent. Cover every wife and every husband, every son, every daughter. In the name of Jesus, the blood over every situation. I plead the blood of Jesus over every sickness. In the name of Jesus, be healed. He says he was wounded for our transgressions. He said he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, it has been laid upon Jesus Christ, and by his stripes, you are already healed. Right now, oh, glory be to God, that tingling, that sensation, that feeling that you feel in your body right now, God is at work. He's doing the work. The devil is a liar. Don't believe him. Every negative thought is from the devil. Every thought of doubt is of the devil. Every thought of fear is of the devil. I told the church on Sunday, resist the devil and he will flee. And I'm repeating myself, resist the devil and he will flee. God won't do everything for us. He tells us to resist the devil. He tells us to bind up the thing that tries to destroy us. He said, your words have power. He said, you have life and death and the power of your tongue. So right now, we bind up every spirit that's on assignment from the devil. We bind up the spirit of the Antichrist. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit, Lord, that is not of God. And we say, Lord, have your way. Loose more power to your people. Loose a greater anointing to your people. Loose greater favor to your people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, and we believe your word, that grace and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. So right now, I speak peace to every life. I speak prosperity to every life. I speak abundance to every life. Good success to every life. You are more than a conqueror. You are a royal priesthood. I pray you hear the Holy Spirit on tonight. You are a peculiar people. You are a chosen generation. Do you know who you are in God? Oh, in the name of Jesus, you are a new creation. And as we take prayer requests, as we move forward, we are believing God with you. We are standing with you in prayer because we believe at New Creation Church in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor.
Mm, me too, Pastor.
Pastor and I was at a nursing home, and, yeah. and we saw Evangelist Page, one of our members,
yeah.
and she was blessed. We had Holy Communion yeah. with her. And while we were there, we always prayed for our evangelist, and we were there, and her roommate needed prayer.
Yeah.
And Pastor and I prayed.
Yeah.
And this woman had excruciating pain in the area of her mouth.
Yeah.
And Pastor touched her hand.
Yeah.
And Pastor Rebecca prayed over her and prayed for her.
Yeah.
And I followed my wife with a simple prayer.
Yeah.
And a few minutes later, this our evangelist roommate, her name is Joan.
Yes.
She sat up in the bed and she said, "I feel so much better." She said the pain has subsided. Oh, I'm testifying. I'm talking about the power of prayer. I'm talking about we're not playing on this prayer line. I'm talking about we're believing God that he would remove every pain. He would remove every tormenting spirit. He will destroy every affliction. He will remove every uncomfortable thing in our bodies. In the name of Jesus. And as Joan told my wife and I, an evangelist, that the pain had gone away.
My God, my God.
We told her we're going to continue to pray
yes,
for her.
Yes.
And she said, thank you.
Right now, yes.
So we continue to pray for Joan.
Yes.
Continue to heal her.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to heal Evangelist Elizabeth Page.
God.
Continue to heal all the sick who are looking this way for prayer. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
I hear you, Holy Ghost. He told me to bind up the spirit of depression.
My God, my God, my God.
That's why we're fasting and praying. We got to be sensitive to the voice of God. He told me to stop what you're doing and bind up the spirit of depression. That spirit of long time or being sad. That spirit that things are not working out. That spirit of hopelessness. I bind it up right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And we cast it out of every life.
Yes, yes.
The devil can't have your mind.
Yes.
You will not lose your mind.
Yes.
Take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I said the weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And you have the ability
yes.
to take every thought captive and pull that thing down off of your life. Shake yourself loose in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Some of us carry something from 2013 into 2014, and God is saying right now, just shake your shoulders. Just shake that thing off.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have the ability to shake it off of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to take these prayer requests. Call it, we see these hands.
Yes, yes.
You put that devil up under your feet where he belongs. Area code 973. Area code 973. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. This is me, Seda Young. I'm asking for a prayer for healing for Sandra Velez. She is very, 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 very sick, and we are all praying for healing, and I also need the help of you to help us with our prayer for Sonia Sandra Velez. Thank you.
Sandra Velez.
God bless you, Sandra. God bless you. It's Sandra or Sasha?
Sandra Velez.
Sandra Velez, amen, hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Lord, you are worthy to be praised, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we stand, Father God, with pistis, with total conviction, oh God, that you are a healer, that you are able to do all things but fail. So right now, God, we touch and agree with Seda and her, those who are praying for Sandra Velez right now in the name of Jesus. We declare total healing over her life
yes.
right now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. We pray, Father God, right now that you will regulate her vital organs, oh God, the heart, the lungs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the liver, oh God, the kidneys, oh God. We cast out any foreign cell origin that is not of you, oh God, that is not a part of your original makeup of her body right now. We readily her white blood cells and her red blood cells in the name of Jesus. We declare total healing, total healing. Lord, you are a healer. So we ask, Father God, that you will touch Sandra Velez right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, that you will heal her. We ask that you will deliver her. We bind up the spirit of sickness. We bind up the spirit of oppression right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit, Father God, that was not of you, oh God, every hindering spirit, every dark spirit, every demonic spirit. We bind it up and we cast it out of Sandra Velez's life in the name of Jesus, and we declare her healed. Lord, you said if we ask for anything in your name that we could believe that we receive it. So, Lord, we believe for healing. We believe for deliverance. We believe, Lord, that you could turn it around. Even as we were with Timmy Blake, as we prayed for him years ago, God, three, four years ago, when the doctors told his mother to get his house in order, God, that he was going to die, God, and we stood on this prayer line, and we believed, and we prayed, and we declared healing, God, and you healed him, and Lord, he's still here, Father God, and still praising you, oh God, and Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the testimony that will come forth in the life of Sandra Velez. Lord, we ask for a miracle right now in the name of Jesus. You are a miracle worker, wonder working God. So, Lord, we thank you and we believe and we confess that we believe that she is healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. For Sister Seda, God, bringing her to the altar on tonight, God. Lord, that she considered her sister, Father God, she considered this woman of God and brought her to prayer, oh God, and brought her to Jesus, God. So, Lord, we just thank you. We ask that you continue to bless Seda and bless the family of Sandra Velez and allow them to continue to speak faith and to have hope and to believe and confess only those things which line up with your word, God, and to walk, Father God, in agreement with your word that she is healed by the blood that heals, the blood that purges, the blood that cleanses, the blood that will never lose its power. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for our still God right now, for the angels that I'm going to quote, shut them up. Angels of healing being dispatched right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for divine manifestation of the answer to this prayer. And we thank you for touching Seder and for, Father God, blessing Seder, oh God, and for keeping Seder, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and encouraging her heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We break off the spirit, oh God, of discouragement that some have tried to put on her, oh God, her situation. God even says to you, Seder, that he's turning some personal situations around for you. Hallelujah. Be encouraged in the Lord on today. Continue to believe, God, even as you pray for somebody else on today. God is just saying that he's not only moving on the behalf of Sandra Velez, but he's moving on your behalf. So continue to trust in God. Trust him with all of your heart. Believe in him. Hallelujah. Above all else, above what you see or hear, or what you feel, God says, continue to trust in me, for I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, I am with you, and I am your God, and you are my daughter. God just treasures you, and he honors you, and he's pleased. I just sense God being really pleased with you and the advancement that you've made in your walk with him. So continue to move with the Lord. I see you flowing with the Lord. I see you moving with God. I'm moving with Jesus. I see you, like it's like you're dancing with the Lord. You're moving with Jesus and moving forward into your destiny. So, Lord, we just thank you for saving. And we thank you for what you're doing in her life and in the life of her family. My God, oh God. Oh, God, bless her and bless her family, God, and bless her loved ones, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, bless her finances, God. Even though she hasn't asked for prayer for herself, God, we just thank you for an extra blessing and an added blessing being poured out in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Seder, we're believing God for healing for Sandra. Amen. For Sandra Velez. And we believe believing God that He's moving mightily in that area of that sickness that's attached itself. We break it off right now in the name of Jesus. That's attached itself to her body, and we continue to touch and agree, and we will continue to lift her up in prayer in our personal time. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank
you. Amen.
Again.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Okay. You have such a spirit. You have such a sweet spirit. You continue. I just hear the Lord saying, continue to let your light shine. Continue to let your light shine. Keep that beautiful smile on your face, and don't let anything steal your joy, because God's going to give you some times of rejoicing. In 3 months, you're going to be rejoicing like never before. God's getting ready to give you a special blessing this year. Within 90 days, you'll be calling. I pray that you will call us back and give us the praise report. But there's going to be, God's getting ready to make you laugh. He's getting ready to give you so much joy. There's so much joy being poured out in your direction. Amen. God bless you, Seda. God bless you.
Okay, thanks again. It's the same to you. I'm very grateful of talking to you. I feel like I have been like uplifted so much for my friend Sandra and for myself. I just can't say how much I appreciate your prayers tonight.
Amen. To God be the glory, my
Amen.
Sister. God, Jesus loves
Amen.
Us. And just thank
I
God
know.
That He's the ever-present help in the time of trouble. You know, He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And sometimes we walk through trying times in life, and there are no words, you know, but, you know, what we know is that God is sovereign. He's in control, and He never gives us more than we can handle. You know, and even in the middle of darkness, He allows the sun to shine. So I just thank God that you were able to just call in tonight and be encouraged, you know, in your soul, in your spirit, for your friend. And we just thank God for you. And I know she's blessed to have a friend like you. And we thank God for you calling in tonight.
Okay. Thanks again. Oh. All right.
All right.
Okay.
God bless you.
Same. You.
Amen. Okay. God bless you. Such a sweet
Amen.
Spirit. And hallelujah. Amen. Caller, we see your hand. This is, I believe, area code 404. I know the area code. I don't know if that's our Sister Maria.
It is, Sister Maria. Happy New Year to you, Pastor Professor.
Amen.
Pastor Anthony. God bless
Amen.
You both.
God bless you,
Amen.
Sister Maria. The area code. We should know your number by heart. We see you. You are part of the family.
That's okay.
Amen. And we know we have, but you have referred the prayer line to a few people in your area. So we never know. Amen. God
yes.
bless you. So how are you doing?
I bless you too. Thank God I'm doing great. Everyone's doing great down here, a little cold, but thank God that we're doing, and we're very blessed to be indoors.
Yeah.
And
yes,
but,
yes. It's cold. What is the weather like? Is it cold there?
Oh, my God. It's the coldest ever down here in Georgia. It's 7 degrees. People
seven
don't know what
degrees.
To do with themselves.
My God.
Yeah.
I can. Yeah. And Georgia, which is right next to Florida.
Florida's
cold. It's hot down there.
Yeah, Florida's 37 degrees, but, yeah.
Jesus, wow.
But, I'm calling in so you could pray over me and my household for this new year that we're in, and that's all I want, your blessings and God's blessings.
Amen, amen. That's something God's been doing this year, is allowing us to pray blessings over households, and we would be more than honored to do that. Amen. I'm going to pray first, and Pastor Anthony is going to also close out to bless your household. Amen. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Maria, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our household, oh God. And Lord, right now, as we have come out of 2013 and we are in 2014, we pray a special blessing over her household right now in the name of Jesus. We bless her house, oh God, from the rooftop to the rafters, from the top to the basement, oh oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray a special blessing over her household. And Father God, we go through her house right now and with a spiritual broom, oh God, and we sweep out, Father God, anything, Father God, that is contrary to you, oh God, any demons on assignment, anything that has come to hinder her walk with you, oh God, any, Father God, spirits of discouragement and doubt and disillusionment, any spirits on assignment, oh God, that will come to try to, Father God, vex this woman of God, Father God. We sweep them out and we cast them out in the name of Jesus. We pray the anointing of the blessed oil over every threshold, over every doorway in the name of Jesus. We go throughout the rooms and we anoint every room with the oil of gladness in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood and we put the blood of Jesus on the doorpost in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree blessings over her home and blessings over her family and blessings over her child and blessings over this woman of God, blessings over her household, oh God, and everyone in her household. We just pray the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ over her and her household right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that riches and wealth shall be in her household, yes. That love and peace shall be in her household, that joy and laughter shall be in her household, that peace and wellness shall be in her household. Lord, that unity will be in her household, that love will be in her household, that power will be in her household. So, Lord, we pray for her home. We pray for her household. We pray for the very essence of her home. We pray for the foundation. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, for the establishment of the home, oh God, for every the backyard, the front yard, the surrounding perimeters in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for angels being dispatched to their home and for angels being dispatched over to cover the lives of each and every individual that lives in her house, for the angels of prosperity, the angels of blessing, the angels of healing to be dispatched into her home, oh God, that there will be no lack, that there will be no trouble, that this year will be a blessed year in the name of Jesus, that triple blessings will come into her household, oh God. Multiply blessings. We speak over her household in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you, Sister Maria. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. It's going to be a blessed year for you and your household.
Yes.
Even as Pastor just covers you in prayer and your household in prayer, we are believing and standing with you that it is going to be a wonderful year for you in the Lord. Amen.
God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God be the glory.
I wanted to say a testimony about a week before Christmas. I remember Pastor Rebecca praying, and she mentioned my son, and that was a prayer in advance, because do you know that following week my son was held up at gunpoint, and thank God that they never harmed him. All they did was get away with his phone and his cigarettes. But that was, you know, that was, of course, that was God's blessing. But Pastor Rebecca prayed over that ahead of time. And when she prayed, I was like, wow. I said, that was something. You know, she says that God bless Maria's son, and keep him safe. And I'm like, it kind of hit me a little bit. I was like, wow, you know. And thank you so much for that prayer. And thank God, because my son was not harmed.
Hallelujah. My God, to God be the glory. That is just a mighty testimony. God is everywhere, and he knows. He's all knowing. He's omniscient. You know, he's all knowing. He knows in advance what is going to happen, and he sends angels ahead of time, and he will allow the prophet to begin to pray prophetically to cover. Amen.
Yes.
To cover those whom he, yes. So the Lord has a hedge. I just, even as you're talking about your son, I just see the Lord has a hedge of protection around your son. Your son belongs to the Lord. And I just want you to know that your son is in God's care, God's providential care, and that God is watching over your son, and that your son is on a journey. I just see your son being on his own personal journey, and he sometimes it seems like he's running away, but God is with him, always with him in his presence, amen, and God is allowing him to come into his own. There's a coming into his own. He's coming into his own where he's got to know God for himself. And I just see God becoming more and more real to your son, and that he's coming into his own personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. That at God's appointed time, God's going to, I just see God turning him and exalting him, lifting him up higher, bringing him closer. He's going to get draw closer to God. So I just see great things for your son. Haven't met your son, don't know your son, but I do, and you haven't talked to you much about him, but I do know that he's in God's, I just hear God saying, he's in my providential care.
Yes.
He's in my care. He's in the Lord's care. So God has a hedge of protection around your son. So just
yes,
mother, I know sometimes we're concerned about our children. It doesn't seem like our children are, you know, walking the way we would, or even doing what we would want them to do. But God knows, and God allows our young people to be on their own walk, because they can't live in the relationship with God through us. They have to have their own relationship.
That's right.
So he has his own relationship with God, and it's his personal relationship with God, and God is caring for him. So we give God the glory, hallelujah, that when they stuck him up, they only got a pack of cigarettes, amen. So we just thank God that, and even that is prophetic, because God's going to remove the cigarettes. Amen. And so much as he gets closer to God, and we can't do this by the flesh. It's only through relationship. It's only through the supernatural. You can't nag him. You can't stay on this. You got to let it go. Let go. Let go and let God. Teach him, train him, and trust God with the rest.
I trust God with the rest. And let me tell you, it was four men that held him up. Okay, could have killed them. They could have killed them. I mean, it was four.
My God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
Yes.
See, he has protection.
Pastor Rebecca, 3 years ago, he was in a car accident. I mean, he's alive by the grace of God, because, I mean, he fell asleep behind the wheel going to work, and he hit a tree. They had to, you know, dig him out of the car and everything. He's alive because of God, because of
my
the grace
God.
Of God.
Yeah.
And God
yes.
has to save him again.
Glory. Hallelujah. There's purpose on his life. My God, there's
yes.
purpose on his life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's not going to allow him to be taken out of here, because there's purpose on his life. My God, the devil would not be trying so hard if there were not purpose on his life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we just thank God for him. We thank God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for Maria's son. What is your son's name?
Edgar.
Edgar?
Uh-huh, Edgar.
We thank you for Sister Maria's son, Edgar, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon his life. Lord, we thank you for the hedge of protection around his life, the angels encamp around him and keep him safe. Lord, we thank you for the testimony of his mother, God, as he was held up by the four men at gunpoint, that they did not harm him, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you kept him safe, God. We thank you, Lord, for drawing him nearer. No man could come to you unless they be drawn. So, Lord, we just thank you for drawing him nearer. We thank you for the purpose that's on his life, God, and what you're going to do and how you're going to use him, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, right now, Father God. We declare him saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Father God, fired up for Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this day that he is saved, that he is safe, that he is safe and under your covering, and the angels of protection are around him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. What a powerful testimony. Thank you so much, Sister Maria, for sharing that testimony with us. I mean, that's powerful.
Thank
we
you,
love
both.
You.
Love. I love you,
yes,
too.
Yes, amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, wow. What a powerful testimony. Let me tell you, God will do it. God can do all things but fail. Our God is able. Amen. He's able, and he is an amazing God. So we got to continue to praise God anyhow. Amen. No matter what it looks like, just you keep on praising God. God won't fail. Did you hear me? I pray somebody hears me on tonight. God won't fail. The more longer I live and the more God brings me through, the bolder I get with this thing.
That's how it should be.
God won't fail. The more determined I am to live the name of Jesus, the more determined I am to stay on the battlefield for Jesus, God won't fail. Amen. Area code 347, God bless you. Your mic is open.
God bless you, Pastor. This is Kelly. I friended you on Facebook, and you sent me, I sent out a prayer request, as a matter of fact, and you responded with such a beautiful, on-time, accurate prayer. And I just thank and praise God for that. This is just a twofold thing. First, to say thank you. And I give God glory and praise for the anointing that is upon your life as well as upon your husband's life. And I thank God that you are in tune with God and that you walk in his will and in his way. I thank God, and I appreciate and I celebrate the anointing that is upon you. I am calling for prayer. I am in a church, and I just feel like I'm not a part of the ministry. I go there and I feel lost. I see and I hear things, and I just don't know how to move within the house of God. I have been wounded at this church by a couple of people, my husband being one of them, and so it has left me in a place of hurt. And God is bringing me through that. God dealt with me about that and how to respond and how to walk concerning that. But right now, in 2014, I am putting those things that are behind me, and I want to press towards the mark for the prize, which is the high calling in Christ Jesus. However, in pressing forward, my pastor preached a message, being in the right place. And so I received that message, and I said to him, well, Pastor, what is my right place? I want to work within the ministry. I want to help you. Just tell me how. And his response to me was, just get in, just start working, I think he said. Or, you know, it was just like, just do. But do what? Is my question, and that's my prayer request.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you calling in on tonight, Prophet
Kelly.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. I'm just going to say it. We thank God for you calling in tonight, and there is an anointing on your life, and we want to touch and agree with you. I thank God for the connection that the Lord allowed us to make on Facebook. Hallelujah. And God is definitely working. It just seems like I just see God working beneath the surface, you know, not necessarily behind the scenes, but beneath the surface, because he's allowing you to grow deep. You know, sometimes he's in Isaiah 61, God talked about the mighty oaks of righteousness, and that we shall be called trees, ministers, and mighty oaks, mighty trees for the Lord. And we have to grow deep, so our roots grow deep, you know. And even as our roots are growing deep, the winds of life, the winds of opposition and oppression, even will come to try to hinder us from growing, to uproot us. Amen. But God is allowing so many things. I see you asking God, why do you allow me to go through so much, especially in the ministry, when you have a heart, you love your pastor, and you have a heart to serve and a heart to help. And and God allows you to go through, because he's equipping you and forming you and he's training you. And God, God is readying you. He's getting you ready, amen, for the greater, amen, hallelujah. So sometimes he allows us to be in places that are uncomfortable to us, and there's a pressure, there's a pressing that's taking place. There's a pressing that's taking place in your life, and God is getting the oil out. Amen. So even though it seems like you're out of place, see, my God, you've never fit in. Yeah, so this is not a strange place.
Right.
It's just a place where you're getting tired of not being the one to fit in. Like, God, I heard you. Where is my place? Where do I fit in? And there are, because of the anointing, the call on your life, there's not many times when you will feel like you fit in, because you are not like the rest. And because you have this called up to a higher standard, and because of that call on your life, I thank God for my husband allowing me to flow here. Because of that call on your life, hallelujah, there's a certain amount of intimidation that surrounds you, that people, even the people of power, are intimidated because of the call on your life, and not many will understand it or know how to deal with it or even know how to use it properly. But we're going to pray with you that God will allow you to work in congruency where you are for the season that he has you there, and that your pastor will be able to see, you know, see your heart. That's what God will want him to see, your heart, because you do. I sense you have a heart for this ministry where you have been wounded, and we're also going to pray for God to heal you. Let me just pray with you. Father God, we praise your holy name, and we worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we just thank you for this woman of God, your prophet, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for her life and what you're doing in her life, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her husband and her children, her household, God. And Father God, leaving now, Father God, I pray a special blessing over her household, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, for healing and restoration for her marriage, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will open the eyes of her man, of God, her husband, her covering, Father God. Allow him to see, Father God, what it is, Father God, that he needs to see pertaining to his wife, his rib. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for your hand. You said in your word that what you have joined together, let no man put asunder. Huh? So, Lord, we cover my husband and we cover, Father God, we cover and pray of their marriage on tonight, God, their family, their household, their children, God. We speak exponential blessings over their household and their marriage right now, and their family, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. I bind up the spirit of separation, the spirit of division, the spirit of competition, the spirit of, oh, God, hallelujah, that's trying to come and divide and conquer, oh God, this man and woman of God. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, oh God. Father God, for these two, oh God, you have called them up and risen them, God, up, God. Use them, Father God, together, Father God, for your glory, oh God. Let nothing separate them. God, you know the power that you put in their union, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, and we praise you, and we declare, Father God, a sealing. We speak a sealing of the Holy Ghost over this union in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you called him and you called her, oh God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for your anointing on their lives and on your anointing on their marriage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for her church, Father God, for her pastor, for where you have her planted, Lord. You will open the eyes, Father God, of all who need to see, Lord. Let her pastor see her heart, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just ask, Father, that you will open up the way for her to be used in the ministry where you have planted her. That you will open up the way for her to be used, God, where you plant her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Plant her and use her, God. Lord, she's ready. I see you like a ripe like the big clusters of grapes that were in the land of Canaan, that were in the promised land. And it's like you're about to burst. You're so full.
Yes.
My God, you're just so full. It's like you,
yes, Lord.
About to pop, my husband's about to pop, you know, and I want you not to grow weary. God is saying today, don't grow weary. Your season has not passed, and you're not
thank
out of
Lord.
Season, and you're not overdue.
Thank you,
my
Lord.
God, hallelujah,
glory
in the
God.
Name of Jesus. But you shall come forth, my God,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
I just hear God saying, you shall come forth.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Mm. There's a that you shall come forth. And I'm just hearing God say, forgive them and let it go. Let it go. Let
yes.
it go.
Yes.
go.
Let it
forgive
go.
Them and let it go. Forgive them. Do not let it hinder you. Do not let be bitterness and unforgiveness hinder the walk. It's the love walk that your anointing flows because you have such a great heart. Your anointing flows through your love walk. My gosh, and the devil has been trying to get you in the my coach, I break every chain right now in the name of Jesus. I come against every yoke that's been trying to put around this prophet's neck in the name of Jesus. I declare total liberty right now. I break it off in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fresh anointing, fresh fire. Fresh fire in your belly, out of your belly, out of your belly, out of your belly. Shall flow rivers of living water, no stagnant waters, no contaminated waters, no bitter waters, none of Koshana Mama, but
Jesus.
Out of your belly shall flow rivers. living water.
Yes.
So I see healing over your life, God, for every wound. Not of my cushion. And I see healing.
God.
I see healing. The waters of Ezekiel are flowing.
God.
Not of my cushion. Mama. Flowing, I see healing over your life right now. Not of my cushion. A belly of iron, a belly of steel, not a face like flint, not a mokul shele eke shanamama. In the name of Jesus, a heart of love, a heart of flesh, not a mokul shele eke shanamama. Helmet of salvation, oh God, readiness, readiness, akashanamakashanama. In the name of Jesus, wow. 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 Oh God. Jesus. Passes all understanding.
Yes,
the peace
God
is with you. Listen, prophet, you just keep on moving forward with the Lord. Keep praying, keep fasting, keep forgiving. My God, hallelujah. Allow your gifts to flow. My God, keep prophesying. None of my coach, shut up. Keep preaching.
God,
I see doors. See doors of opportunity opening. Now, keep stay in preparation. Keep a word in your belly. Keep the Lord. Stay close. Stay near the fire. If you got to preach on the street corner, if you got to go in the prison, God is going to bring you to the forefront.
Glory to your
believe
name,
it. Do not grow weary. In well doing, for gifts are making room for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. Stay submitted.
Amen.
Glory. Ha. Stay submitted. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And in due season, you shall come forth.
Amen.
And God will bring fame. I read the scripture at the beginning of the prayer. Luke. God's going to bring a fame to your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Isaiah, he talks about it. You will bring him glory. After this, God bless you. In the name of Jesus, I just
saw
there's a lifting.
In the name of Jesus.
In the
name of Jesus.
Oh, God. Your ankles are being strengthened. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Stand in the power of his might. Oh, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. My God. None
thank
of my
you,
say it. In his name, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
It is done. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. So God bless you, woman of God, prophetess. You just keep on with the Lord. You're not imagining things. You didn't exalt yourself. You're not trying to push yourself into position.
No.
You can't help it. Amen. God called you and ordained you for such a time as this.
Amen.
He called you and ordained you for such. There's an extra anointing on you. Hallelujah. And God called and ordained you for such a time as this. There's also the spirit of Elijah resting on you, woman of God. So continue to move forward and let God have his way. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. I receive your prayer. I receive what you have said because it is confirmation. And like you said, it is. I have a love for people. That's how God made me. I can't do anything else. I can't hate. I can't not like you. I have no choice but to love. And I thank God for it. It don't hurt me. It don't bother me. I got love. I got the love of Christ in me. So I thank God for your word. And it's all so true. When I don't want to prophesy, come through. When I don't want to see, I see anyway. And I just thank and praise God. When I want to move, I instantly, something happens in the church, I jump up. But then I say, oh, no, because there are people in the house that are set to do, so I don't move. And I say, Lord, do I move? When you going to tell me to move? What do I do? But I'm going to speak with the pastor. I'm going to have a meeting with him. It's the new year, so I have to have a meeting with him, and we shall talk. And I'm moving as he says, because he is the shepherd of the house. So as he says, do that will I do.
Amen, because so many times the devil will want to create friction between the prophet and the pastor, but the prophet is called to work closely with the pastor. I'm glad you said that you were going to talk with him, because God showed me and instructed me to tell you this. Sit down and pray and ask God, what is my place? What would you have me to do in this house? Why have you called me to this house? And write it down and get it clear in your mind, and then go and present it to your pastor and say, let your pastor know the love that you have for him in the vision in the house and what you believe the Lord has showed you. You have to sought the Lord, and that what you believe the Lord has showed you that you are to do to assist him in his vision to be a blessing to that house. And I believe and I know that I do believe that he will receive that. If he be a man of God, I do believe that he will receive you coming to him in that manner.
Yes, amen. Amen. And it is so.
Amen. So stay in touch with me. Amen. We're here every Tuesday. And you can reach out to me on Facebook and anytime. And stay in touch with me, okay? I love hearing from you.
Absolutely. I most certainly will. And though we have not met, we have met in the spirit realm, and I so appreciate you. I really, really do. I wish I was a person that I was a driver, because I would drive to Jersey just to see you. But I bless the Lord for you. May our paths cross before the Lord calls us back.
And they will. And they will. It is so. Amen. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you. Thank you.
Go in peace and serve our God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We just thank God for him moving mightily. That, I tell you, God is an awesome God. We do have to, we're going to tarry and take any more prayer requests, at least one more. Pastor saying no. Okay, so we're going to actually close out at this time. I believe the Lord is done. Amen. I agree. I'm touching the green with my covering. Amen. That we have prayed according to God's will on tonight. Amen. So we just thank God for his spirit, which is a powerful spirit. Listen, women and men of God, I don't know if Pastor Emily wants to say anything else. But we're going to close out tonight. My husband's been working really hard. Keep him in prayer. He's going to have dinner now. Amen. So We thank God for each and every one of you who touch and agree with us on Tuesdays for prayer. We believe, again, that this is the year of God's divine favor, the celebration of the prophetic, of multiplication of your portion, and a possession as far as the manifestation of the promise.
Right.
Amen. So we invite you to come out to service. We meet every for worship, amen, every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday. It's about 2:30. Give us 2 hours. Amen. Give God 2 hours or a little bit more if we tarry. We had a powerful service on Sunday, and we threw the clock out the window, and it was just so powerful. It was our Vision Sunday, and we're looking forward to some powerful, powerful services this year. So 2014 is our year. Say that to yourself. 2014 is my year. Come on, 2014 is my year. Say it again. 2014 is my year. Amen. So 2014 is our year. We're excited about what God is doing. Not getting ready to do. Remember, it's already done. So come out and worship God with us. We are at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. The church on the corner, 1230 every single Sunday. We'll be there tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. And we have our drug and alcohol restoration roundtable of the minds of the meeting of the minds are coming together, and we're declaring healing and deliverance. There's no more bondage in the lives of God's people. Amen. It's a mastermind group. We meet every Thursday. Those struggling with any kind of addiction, we're coming together every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And the address again is 1482 Maple Avenue. Listen, this recording will be available for those who want to go back and hear the prayer again in about 15 minutes. So God bless you. You can come over to blogtalkradio.com/power, blogtalkradio.com/power, to rehear this recording, especially if you receive the prophetic word and want to hear it again. So God bless you. We love you. Remember, 2014 is your year. Amen. And keep the joy of the Lord. We're going to play that, The Joy of the Lord by Tamla Mann. God bless you. Amen.
When my problems come knocking.